You're listening to the Great Coaches Podcast.
Hi everyone, Paul here, and just a quick message from me to let you know that if you are looking to improve the performance of your team, no matter whether it is a work, sporting or community one, then we've developed some tools to help. On the website, you will find our Thriving Teams Diagnostic, which uses insights from the more than 200 great coaches we have interviewed to challenge you with a series of questions to help you understand how your team is performing. It's free and only takes a few minutes to complete. If you'd like to know more, you can check out our website, thegreatcoachespodcast.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Lessons from the Great Coaches podcast.
I've learned that you don't do it alone.
You learn so many different things from so many different coaches.
That's an elite learning environment.
Failure is not a problem. How you deal with it is a problem.
How to be resilient.
How important it is to infuse joy in the process of learning.
To be a good coach, you've got to give more than you take.
What an interesting life it is to be a leader.
My name is Paul Barnett, and you are listening to the Great Coaches Podcast, where we explore leadership through the lens of high-performance sport by interviewing great coaches from around the world to try and find ideas to help all of us be better leaders. We started this podcast because we wanted to have better conversations with our families around the dinner table. In a social media world where the goal is often to be the star of the show, we wanted to change the conversation and talk more about selflessness, leadership, and responsibility. And the people we knew who best exhibited these qualities were great sports coaches. As the podcast has grown, the great coaches we have interviewed have shared so much insight and wisdom that we decided to create episodes dedicated entirely to the lessons that have resonated with us the most. Today's episode is on the topic of trust, and it features a selection of coaches that we have interviewed over the last few years on the podcast.
The Lessons from the Great Coaches Podcast.
If we are lucky, we learn how to trust from the moment we are born. Our cries are interpreted by our caregivers, and our needs are promptly met. And from here, we begin to navigate the world with a trust-first mentality. But every now and again, someone like Bernie Madoff and his $65 billion Ponzi scheme comes along and reminds us that while trust is innate and has helped us survive as a species, it is also flawed and open to abuse. On my walk to work lately, I've been thinking a lot about trust. How it might be impacted now that for many of us our working life is remote and online, and in particular, how we will rebuild trust when it inevitably becomes frayed by looming deadlines and missed targets. I am sure that physical presence in a space like the office will still be required, but it won't be full-time, and we will need to find new ways to build and maintain connections, relationships, and trust when we are actually there. When the great coaches talk about trust, they describe it as the currency that makes the team work, and how it is the role of the team leader to ensure that this currency continues to have value. Defining how that will happen is now the task ahead of us, and like all things, it is the speed with which we can test and learn that will define the most successful organisations and teams. Here is gold medal winning volleyball coach Hugh McCutcheon explaining his view on the currency of trust and the different types of trust that exist within a high-performing team?
First and foremost, the athlete has to trust themselves, his skill set. They want to be able to be in those big moments and know that they've got the skills required to be able to execute in those moments versus hope. And so to that end, as a coach, being able to help them to develop that fundamental mastery is a really important part of them developing trust within themselves, that they can trust their game. And then second of all, I think in team sports anyway, they got to trust their teammates. And so I'm a big believer in giving the team relationships some boundaries and some structure. So I think it's important that teammates friendly, for example, but we don't need everyone to be best friends. And in fact, the idea that we would all be best friends is probably a little, at the very least, naive. But we can be respectful and inclusive and direct and honest and all of these things that I think are really important for developing trust, because there's some authenticity in those relationships that we need. And then finally, they've got to trust you as the coach. And to be a coach that, I guess, cultivates trust, you have to be trustworthy. So, like I said, a credible source of knowledge and information about your sport. Do you have character and integrity? Are you consistent in terms of your emotional control? All of that kind of stuff. And I think, right, trust is the currency that makes it work. But I think you need trust in all of those realms to really make it jibe, to really make it happen. And as the coach, of course, like we said, you've got a responsibility. You set the temperature in the room. So you being trustworthy and you really investing in those relationships and really caring about those in terms of, as coaches, we're service providers, right? And the service that we provide is to help these people become the best they can be. Well, you've really got to take that responsibility seriously.
Andy Friend is a rugby union coach, and he also uses an economic analogy to describe trust. He says that your job as a coach is to build a bank account of trust with your team. And he goes about building it through spending more of his time with individuals than with the wider group, which is an idea I've taken from Andy and tried to build into my own leadership routines.
I think, again, as a young coach, you want to try and solve the world. You want to try and fix everything, you know. And I threw myself into every little bit of detail around a breakdown, around a line out, around scrum, around attack play, defense play. And I took my eye off the ball, which was, you know, to me, coaching's all about relationships. It has to be. It has to be about building this, I call it the bank account of trust with your coaches and with your players. But if you become a keyboard warrior and you keep your head in the keyboard and you don't build those relationships, you never get to the end of it. So I know the game, but I coach the individual. Think about the individual, keep thinking about the individual. So my time at the moment, I would be spending 70% of it with the individual, and that's every individual player, and 30% of it looking at the footy, and because I've got other good coaches around me now that support me in doing that. So I spend more of my time now on the individual than I do on the game itself and the detail.
Tracy Menzies is a swimming coach and coached one of the greatest swimmers the world has ever seen in Ian Thorpe. When she talked to us about trust, she used the analogy of having to find the right key to open the door that unlocks an athlete's potential.
I sort of explained it to one of my athletes the other day as a door. I said, we have the key to the door. Some athletes may only have one door. Some athletes may have multiple doors. And as a coach, you've got to find the right key that opens the right doors for them to be able to develop and to be able to pursue their best abilities. And as a coach, I think that's the thing, that you've got to be able to read the person and get that trust, I think, is really important.
You're listening to the Lessons from the Great Coaches podcast.
Hi, everyone, and we are sorry to interrupt this episode, but if you are enjoying it and would like to listen to the rest, then you can purchase it on our website, thegreatcoachespodcast.com. Included in the purchase is the transcript and the videos of the coaches whose audio we have used. While you are on our site, you can also check out our insights database, where we have snipped out insights from the videos of our interviews on leadership topics like communication, coaching philosophy, and conflict. You can search through it by keyword, sport, or coach, download and share them. It's a great way of bringing in a new voice to deliver your message as a leader. Thank you again for listening, and we hope you find the material on our website helpful and inspiring.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.